Hey everybody, welcome back to Insomnia Radio for 2008. This is episode 151, and thank you for listening, thanks for checking out the show, and thank you for your patience as all kinds of stuff has been going on, which you're well aware of by now. But let's talk about the music. The last track that we just heard was by Sire, actually from their 2002 release, Adrenalogical. And you can find that on CD Baby, eMusic, and all other fine DRM-free download establishments. And you can check out Sire's main website at sire.tv. And kicking off the show was just a absolutely 70s-inspired hard rock track from Detroit's Hotness. The song is Last Woman, and it is from their full-length LP, Third Time's a Charm. It recently came out. I think they just had a CD release party for it in Detroit just about a week ago. So if that song is any indication, this band is just on fire, and I would love to see that song performed live. And you know, I just watched Almost Famous a few days ago, and when I finally really put my headphones on and just listened to that song, that was the leadoff track. It had to be. Anyway, we're gonna go for kind of a long player this time around, probably about 50 minutes or so, because obviously there's a lot of musical house cleaning to do since I have not been in front of this microphone in a while. So next up, I've got two tracks for you, two bands that I haven't played on the show before. We're going to hear first from Blood and Headlines, and then Aesthetic Education, and I'll talk about them on the back end. Enjoy these.
Take guns in our hands, hunt for love. each other in the eyes. Walk on streets, but not much fun. I can go to your house, or you to mine. Watch TV, not much fun. We can kiss on your parents' couch. Let's go out and do something else. You run and you're flowing. You move and you're shifting. My crave is blowing. With you. I go as your shadow. I run in your shadow. Take you all.
The Ukraine. That is a band who in 2004 was pretty much unanimously hailed as the new voice for post-Soviet rock. They're called Aesthetic Education. That song was With You, and it's off their, I believe it's their third full-length album called The Werewolf, which is available now. They do have a website proper, but you're not going to be able to read it. Well, perhaps you will, depending on your nationality. But their MySpace page, which is in English, is myspace.com/aestheticeducation. And before that, Blood and Headlines. And that was a song from their forthcoming LP. It's coming out in February. I'm not sure of the date. But the song is Shikonomy. And it's taken from the album Questions in Reverse. And once again, that's Blood and Headlines. You can find them at bloodandheadlines.com. And I want to thank them for hitting me up on MySpace, which I've regrettably been using a lot lately. And I really hate the interface on MySpace, so that's why I don't ever go to MySpace. My friend Christopher Penn actually suggested a software for the Mac called Spider, and you can manage like infinite accounts on your desktop, and it's really, really slick. So with that, I've been able to really get in touch with a lot more bands and rely less on the blind submissions and really start chasing down music that that I really like. Which is kind of what this is all about. So, once again, this is Insomnia Radio, and you can find us at insomniaradio.net or browse around in iTunes. Tons of shows there for you. We have a lot of new listeners after the new year. So, to those new listeners, excuse me, I'm sorry that it took me so long to get you a good representation of what Insomnia Radio is, but here we are. I'm going to slow things down a little bit. Two singer-songwriters now for you, Justin Shorey and the 15-year-old Jason Moss. We'll kick it off with Justin Shorey. This is his song, Oldest Man Alive.
Thank you. walking the streets as we speak is the oldest man alive. He's Methuselah's great uncle, taught George Burns how to drive. Loved more times than he can recall, married as many wives. Can't remember most their names, but he cried when each one died. Time heals all wounds, now he's 90% scarred. His leather heart's hard as a spoon, and his lungs are black as tar. Don't kill you makes you stronger, and this man, he just can't die. Which puts him in the running for the strongest man alive. Now he feels more like a mountain than he does a man. Weathered and worn and walked on, but like granite he still stands. And some things get finer with age, like baseball cards of wine. In the case of this man, he just gets harder with time. He just gets harder with time. Empires rise and fall, plagues and death and famine, the tearing down of walls. His heart's been broken, he healed up and ripped wide open again. Tried to keep his humor, but he lost track of all his friends. And he may look cruel to you, cause these days he just don't cry. But I know what his problem is, the poor fella just can't die. Time heals all wounds, and now he's 90% scarred. His leather heart's hard as a spoon, and his lungs are black as tar. Walking the streets as we speak is the oldest man alive.
Your fault that the flowers won't bloom. I couldn't see there were too many tears in her eyes. You couldn't change. There were too many problems. Such a shame, my predictions were wrong. I couldn't see there were too many clouds in the sky. I want you to come back home. Don't forget the faces you left all alone. In the dark, you'll find the light. a warning sign that we're going to fall. So tell your friends that it looks like we're all going down. Love once strong is now fading to gray. Looks as though time has torn it away. The piercing silence will open my eyes to the pain. I want you to come back home. Don't forget the faces you left all alone. In the dark, you'll find the light. And I want you to be okay. Though you've departed, your soul will stay. In the dark, you'll find the light. And maybe soon you'll see that it wasn't meant to be. And maybe you'll find a
Yeah, that's impressive. It's Jason Moss with the song Come Back Home. And Jason is from San Francisco. Started getting piano lessons at 7. Self-recorded a bunch of tracks, playing all the instruments, you know, eventually learned guitar. And I just, I so admire this kid because he says he never wanted to be in a band. He likes the... I think I'll quote him. I love the vulnerability of being on stage alone. It gives me a greater opportunity to bond with my fans. But what's even more impressive is he doesn't do it with just the music. He handles all of his promotion, all of his marketing. He does all of his graphic design for the website and his MySpace. And that's just freaking cool. So go check him out. I lost my train of thought. MySpace.com/JasonMossMusic. Or actually, let's not point you towards MySpace. JasonMossMusic.com. Before Jason Moss, it was Justin Shorey with Oldest Man Alive. And he started playing guitar at age 15. And I just really like that song because of the Southern influence that it has. It's that twangy, you know, Southern folk rock. You can find him at JustinShorey.com. From what I can tell, that is from his first release, self-titled. It's on CD Baby, came out in 2007. And to give you an idea of the rest of the album, he cites a lot of his favorite songs as being by artists like Bob Dylan, Merle Haggard, Woody Guthrie, John Prime, and the Beatles. Well, who doesn't? But anyway, once again, Justin Shorey with Oldest Man Alive. Now, courtesy of Kara at Insomnia Radio Chicago, this is The Lifeline with Listening to the Lies. Thank you.
loudest voice to know.
taking a sign, we're just ticking. Baby, let's get up and go.
All right, welcome back. That last one I snuck in there was by a San Diego band called Hotel St. George, and the song was Friend I Can Afford. It is at the top of their MySpace page, and it's just a demo right now. They don't have a release out, but you can download it for free, and their URL is myspace.com/hotelstgeorge, Hotel St. George. Before that, it was Chicago's The Lifeline. And let me look at their information. The song that I played is a little bit older. It's from 2005, called Listening to the Lies. And that was from their EP called When There Is Life, There Is Hope. But they do have a brand new album out. And you can check it out at, let's see, I forgot the website. Well, I've got a MySpace link, myspace.com/thelifeline. Kind of a good looking band, kind of classy looking. Anyway, thanks to Kara for playing them, and you know, since I heard her show, I definitely had to feature those guys. All right, I think I'm running out of steam, one track that I wanted to play, I featured it before, but it's Twitter.com/killyourfm. It's by the band Eskimo. And as I reported in a previous Insomnia Radio news, they got Steve Albini at the helm to master their next two EPs. And this is from their EP called Tiger. And it's just a stunning difference from the original master. After Steve Albini came in, you can just hear his work in this track. Anyway, it's the new version of Eskimo's All Winter Long.
Crush will slip away.
Thank you.
myspace.com/Eskimo, ESQUIMAUX, is their site. And they've got two EPs coming out. The first is Tiger, and that should be out this month or the beginning of February. And then the next one's going to be called Wolf, and I'm not quite sure when that's going to be released, but really keep an eye on these guys. They're awesome. And they are from, let's see, they're from Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. No. Yes, they're from Maryland. All right. I always hate this part of the show because I feel like there is so much that that has been left unsaid. And I don't know. I'm just not much in a ranting mood. So believe me, I could rant for quite a while, but I'm going to reserve that for sometime in the future. So anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed the music. I'm going to take you out with the band Quickstep John. They are really, I'll admit it, kind of a grown up radio friendly sound, but musically and vocally and lyrically, just really, really good. So I wanted to close out the show with them, and the song is By Surprise, and it's Quickstep John. I'm gonna come back for a few closing credits and some real quick random things, but for now, enjoy. Quickstep John with By Surprise, and you can find them at quickstepjohn.com. You can find links and wherever I can track them down, purchase links for the bands and their music at insomniaradio.net. And real quick, I mentioned it in the recent newsletter, but we've got four of our indie music project local music zines that have launched: Auckland, New Zealand, Los Angeles, Lansing, and Detroit, and a few more are coming on board in February. So despite the split with Thimble Media, we're not slowing down, in case that was anybody's concern. We, in fact, honestly, as I kind of alluded to, it really helps to have something as a hobby. Hello, dogs. You know, because there's less pressure and there's less headache. And I really feel like I felt about 2 years ago when everything was new and forming. Anyway, yeah. The main portal, cities.indiemusicproject.com. And I think that's about it. Don't forget to... that's what I wanted to tell you guys. I've got a few real basic feed burner banners made up that just kind of display the last three or four episodes of the show, which... you just kind of can copy and paste some HTML. And anyway, if you wanted to splatter those on your MySpace page or your blog, I'd really be appreciative of that. And if you want them, you can just shoot me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net, and I will gladly supply you with the HTML for those. So this has been Insomnia Radio 151. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to support all the artists on this episode by either buying their music or just telling them hello. All right, guys, I'll see you soon. Take care.